Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Cassie's got my full attention right here because I have never been more present in my life now to how complicated and chaotic I have lived my life. You know, it's my therapist's job to figure out why. But only over the last couple of weeks and last couple of months have I really started to understand the freedom in doing things in a simple way. I don't have to be busy all the time. I can avoid dramatic situations, and it doesn't have to be complicated. And as I stand here today, I'm as happy as I've been in a decade, right? So Cassie's here today to tell us all how to like make our lives less complicated. And it's very, very simple.
It is. And it's something I've always been an all or nothing mentality. I'm either all in or I'm not going to do it at all. And I've been reframing that over the past several months and doing things in small increments. And one thing I've noticed, and this is also something that mental health professionals will tell you, is your space, how it looks, can have an impact on your mental health, especially for women. So if it's cluttered and messy, it might make you stressed out. And I realized it was stressing me out. And as I'm cleaning stuff up, I remember like every day I would get mad and tell my husband, "We have so much crap. I don't want all this stuff." Like I sometimes... the bad wish, but I wish I had like, I could just clear the whole house out and start over because I don't like all this stuff bogging me down. But the thought of like going through an entire closet and cleaning it out, oh my God, I'm so tiring. So the stuff sits there. So I saw this life hack and I'm like, this is brilliant. And it matches with my new philosophy of doing things in small increments, small at a time. Every time you receive a package, doesn't matter what it is, if you have ordered it like from Amazon or anywhere, you keep the box. And immediately within the next day, you fill that box up with crap from your house and you donate it or you throw it away. So every time you get something in, you put stuff out. And I'm not saying you have to get rid of things you like. Old nail polish bottles that you know you have sitting in the back of the cabinet. Your junk drawer, do you need 5 decks of playing cards? No. You know, I've got random ring sizers all over the house.
All so that soy sauce from Chinese restaurants that I bring on the packs that I bring home.
No, I could use them. I'm starting to run low. I could use them.
Okay. I will bring them to you. All the like cutlery from takeout places, and it builds up because I don't want to waste it and throw it away. So yeah, when you get a box of something in, fill it up with stuff and get it out, and you will be surprised. You will start to see your space declutter and you're going to start feeling better. I've been doing it for a few weeks and my junk drawer is halved with the amount of junk in it. And it just every time I open it, I can find what I'm looking for and I'm no longer stressed because stuff isn't falling out. And it feels good. I feel like I'm decluttering my life.
Very nice little life hack right there.
Yeah, I dig it.
Thank you.
Man, if I cleared out that drawer, that drawer she's talking about, what does it have in there? Pennies, soy sauce.
So many pens.
Paper clips, pens.
Batteries.
Batteries. I hate that drawer.
I do
never
too.
Do anything
but
about
you need
it.
This, the thing is, I hate it, but I go in there so much for stuff. Like, I always need it.
All right, so Jackson here, our phone screener, has a very big weekend. There's a lot at stake this weekend, man.
I'm a little nervous. My girlfriend's parents are coming to visit this weekend. They actually got in yesterday. And prior to them coming, when they knew that they were going to be here this weekend, they started a group message with my girlfriend and I, and we're basically trying to plan like activities and things to do for the weekend. And honestly, to my surprise, her mom threw out, "By the way, Jackson, you know, we haven't met your parents yet. We'd love to meet them if they're open to it. So like, let us know if they're down for that." And I was honestly surprised and excited about it, but that was very quickly overrun by a lot of nerves and anxiety especially as we've approached this weekend. And it's not that I don't think that they're going to get along well. It's just for some reason I'm putting a ton of pressure on this first initial interaction. And mm-hmm. I don't know, like I'm worried that if things don't go well, that's going to spell disaster for the relationship down the road. And I just don't know if I'm putting too much pressure on myself in this whole thing, especially since most of it's out of control, or if I'm justified in this.
There's an interesting subtext here also, and I'm just curious about it. Your heritage is from South Korea.
Yes.
She's all white.
True.
Right? So,
is that white? That's the name of it, all white?
She all white.
It's like when you go to Roasters and you're making, placing an order.
Okay. It's not off white, it's all white.
All white. All of it.
Are there differences in the way families come together in the cultures?
I think there's a little bit of that. I know that for me, my mom especially has always told me that the person who you're dating and eventually going to marry, it's very important who their family is. She always has told me that you're not just marrying them, you're marrying their family as well. And I've really taken that to heart. And the thing is, like, my family is very close. We have a really big extended family that we're also very close with. And, you know, it's important to me that I get along with their family as well. I've fortunately gotten along with her entire family, her siblings, their significant others, her parents. All of that has gone super well. But I want this sort of added, you know, blending to go very well. And I just don't know, again, if I'm putting too much pressure on myself in this situation or if I should just let it ride. And even if things don't go perfectly, like, will things still be okay?
Well, in your head, because I know Abby is a self-professed catastrophizer. Mm-hmm. What's the worst thing that could happen? Like, what are you envisioning?
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, I can't really imagine it going horribly, but there's no situation in my head where I can see like a distinct thing happening that's going to like derail the entire conversation.
Like, how about your dad making out with her mom?
Oh, that would be bad.
Would that be bad?
Yeah.
Mom being like, so your daughter's bi. That's neat.
You guys are planting these terrible seeds.
Or they just start swinging all together.
Yeah.
Maybe. One big party.
Is that worst case scenario?
No. It could be worse. Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Is like, I don't have like the distinct, you know, envision of bad things that will happen. It's just, I want this to go as smoothly as possible because, you know, this is the start to what I hope is going to be a lifelong relationship. And so, you know, this is the initial, you know, first impressions matter.
Mm-hmm. So where is this going to happen? Where is this meetup going to happen?
So it's tonight. We're all going out to dinner.
Okay.
And so I figured it would be, you know, we're going to a really cool restaurant. It feels like a nice kind of neutral ground for everyone to get to know each other. I know that, like, I think our moms are going to get along really well. My dad and him and her dad are quite different, but I think my dad's a curious enough of a person to where I think that he'll be able to ask enough questions and be intrigued enough for it to go okay.
I have found when parents meet each other, usually you kind of give a heads up to your significant other, right? Like, hey, I just want to let you know my dad is super conservative. So if you want to just pass that on to your parents, have you had to give her any kind of warning whatsoever to pass on to her parents?
She gave me a little bit of a heads up. And also, like, we met up with her parents yesterday to play some trivia and just, like, you know, introduce them to the city and, you know, talk to them a little bit. And her big thing was, like, apparently one of her mom's big pet peeves is, like, getting interrupted mid-story. And my parents are, my mom especially, and my entire family actually, is just very ADD. And when we're when someone's telling a story, we get so into it that a lot of times we're asking, like, follow-up after follow-up midway through the story that it can be a little bit jarring for someone. And so I haven't told my parents this, which I probably should, but I just want it, like, she gave me that heads up that her mom's like that.
I'm sure it's going to go fine.
You think so?
And I'm very confident that your dad is not going to have sex with her mom.
That's what I'm sure of.
I wouldn't count it out.
Yeah. Thank you.
But the percentage is probably low. You'll probably be fine.
Okay,
don't overthink it.
You're on The Burt Show.